the heart of Shasha. Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, and welcome to Kalam Astro, your one-stop destination for all things extraterrestrial and all things about space. Right. This is your host, Ali Al-Nuaimi, with you on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95. And as always, I love to invite you, as always, you know me, I like to invite you into a world of infinite wonders and, let's say, boundless curiosities, because all the time, every Saturday and Sunday, I bring you fascinating stories from the corners of space, and we explore the mysteries of the universe together, because we dive deep into the secrets of space. And this is why Kalam Astro is so interesting as a space talk show. Right, so my mission tonight for you is to ignite all of your imagination and fuel your passion for the great beyond, which is space. We will be engaging in so many interesting discussions, and we will be exploring the latest breakthroughs, and I promise you a journey that is so thrilling, and it is very enlightening, of course. So whether you're a seasoned stargazer or just curious about what lies beyond our blue skies, there's always something for everyone here on Kalam Astro, because we will be talking about NASA's exoplanet telescope. It has discovered something highly amazing, a super Earth. So we'll be talking about that very, very soon. And we'll be talking about making hummus using chickpeas with moon dust. Yes, you heard me correctly. So anyone who will be traveling to the moon will get to eat some hummus. And that's just simply weird and amazing. So we'll be talking about that very, very soon. And yes, much, much more. So always stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. The show has just started. So entertain your ears with some music as we come back. And once we do come back, I promise you an exciting space journey. So always keep it here on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back to all of the lovely listeners who love space, just like me. I'm thrilled to have all of you, of course, with us, with me once again, because we will be starting our exciting journey into the depths of the cosmos. Now, as always, we have a lineup of very, very exciting, mind-expanding topics that are waiting to be explored when it comes to space. Now, before we rocket off into the wonders of the universe, I must remind you that Ramadan is actually 1 month away, because, as shared by Ibrahim Al-Jarwan, the chairman of the board of directors of the Emirates Astronomical Society, and according to his astronomical calculations, the crescent of the month of Shaban was born yesterday on Saturday, February 10th, and today is February 11th. So after midnight UAE time, it was an amazing time to view the beautiful new crescent. So I hope that all of you have got the opportunity or the chance to witness this new beautiful crescent, which was very, very possible to view in the UAE, because this great crescent actually signifies the beginning of the month of Shaban for our Hijri year 1445. And that is Sunday, February 11th, which is today. So this is the first day of Shaban. So this significant event also brings us a step closer again to the blessed month of Ramadan, starting a month later. I can honestly say that I'm very, very chuffed to bits, to be honest, to start the month of Ramadan and Shaban, especially because I have a very, very exciting lineup of amazing discussions about how the Holy Quran is related to space and the miracles of the Holy Quran in space, in relation with space. I've got everything prepared, and I really can't wait to start talking all about the amazing, amazing miracles that I have found, according to scientists, of course, and studies. But I do not want to, let's say, ruin it for you. So I don't want to talk about this or give you any more information about it at the moment, because we still have 1 month ahead. So let's stick to space information, space updates. So what I would do now is turn up the volume, sit back, And, well, let your imagination probably take the flight, because we will be delving into the extraordinary, the phenomenal, and the downright strange on space. So remember, in this vast expanse of space, the possibilities are as endless as the stars themselves. Especially if you're listening to Kalam Astro, this is where the universe will be your playground. I love how that sounded. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere. The show has just started. Enjoy the music as we come back and keep it here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
With a story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. Dear listeners, whether you're children, whether you're adults alike, all of you, this is the right space talk show for you on Pulse 95. Right, so to another exciting segment of Kalam Astro. Tonight, I will be talking about a new discovery made by NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS for a short one. And this survey satellite has actually found a super Earth planet. Now, you might be wondering what a super Earth planet is, right? It's actually a planet similar to our own Earth, but just a bit larger, a tad bigger than our blue, beautiful planet Earth. So this super Earth, named TOI-715b, goes around a red dwarf star, and this star is actually less hot, or let's say cooler, than our sun. And the exciting part of all of this discovery, that it's located in what we call the Goldilocks zone. So the Goldilocks zone is a habitable zone, so this means it's the range of distance with the right temperatures for water to remain liquid. So discoveries in the Goldilocks zone, just like Earth-sized planet Kepler-186f, are what scientists hope will lead us to water one day. So basically, a Goldilocks zone means a habitable zone where you can have life on a planet. This is the interesting part about this super Earth, new discovered super Earth planet, TOI-715b. Now imagine you're having, let's say, breakfast, okay? Just like Goldilocks in the fairy tale, all right? You wouldn't want your breakfast to be too hot or too cold, right? So you want it to be just right. In the same way, a planet in the Goldilocks zone is at just the right distance from its star. Not too hot, not too cold, and this might have liquid water, which is very, very important for life as we know it. Basically, this is a breakdown of what a Goldilocks zone is. This Goldilocks zone means that it is a habitable distance, or a habitable planet, or a place where you can actually find life. Now, let's get back to this super Earth discovery of TOI-715b. You don't have to actually memorize the name. I know the names of exoplanets are just very confusing, and they're all numbered weirdly, to be honest. I don't know about scientists and how they number them, but let's just say the super Earth, right? So the new NASA's discovered super Earth, which is recently discovered by NASA, is really important because this super Earth could help us understand more about other potential homes in the universe. So it's like you are finding a new neighbor in our cosmic neighborhood, and we might probably get to find aliens. You know me, I believe in aliens. Right, so they're 137 light years away, and a light year is the distance light that travels in 1 year, which is really, really, really far. So astronomers did find that this super Earth, using TESS, and what TESS is the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite. So a satellite to detect exoplanets, or planets in the Goldilocks zone, as we've explained. But that doesn't mean that we get to, you know, be ready to pack our bags and move there. Just because it's similar to planet Earth, of course, because it's like finding a house in the perfect location, but we still need to check it if it has all the things we need, like water and an atmosphere. And that's what NASA is actually doing at the moment. So scientists will use another space telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, the JWST, to study the new found Super Earth Planet TOI-715b more closely, and they'll probably try to find out how heavy the planet is, whether it has an atmosphere, and if it might be a world of water. Guess what? TOI-715b might not be alone, to be honest, because scientists also believe that there might be a smaller Earth-sized planet with it, coming with it as a package. How amazing is that? And this could be named TOI-715c. Don't be concerned about the names, as I mentioned, because the scientists just have weird numbering, as I said. So if confirmed, this planet would actually be the smallest world ever detected by the telescope or the satellite. Right? So there you have it. The universe continues to surprise us and amaze us as always. And for now, I would say keep looking up and wondering about the stars. Who knows what you'll discover next? So stay tuned to Kalam Astro for more exciting space news and discoveries. And therefore, do not change the radio waves and keep it here on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Tonight, I have a very, very tasty tale from the universe that will make your mouths water, literally. Right, this segment is going to be a very, very exciting one because, well, let me start with a question then. Have you ever wondered what astronauts eat while they're out in space? Well, they usually take packaged foods with them from Earth, canned food, right? So this is what we always or typically have in mind. But what if they could grow their own food on the moon? Now, this is the recent discovery, which is simply amazing. Scientists are now one step closer to making this reality. Yes, they are. So a talented team of scientists, including a student named Jessica Atkin from Texas A&M University, has managed to grow chickpeas in soil similar to the one on the moon. And that's right, chickpeas. The same little rounds that give you delicious hummus. Right, so you might be thinking, but how can plants grow on the moon? Because the moon doesn't have soil like Earth, right? And yeah, to be honest, yes, you're right if you're wondering about that, because lunar soil or moon dust lacks the nutrients and small creatures that help plants grow on Earth. And it's much harsher, we can say, with reduced gravity, harmful radiation, and toxic elements. So how did that happen? Now, this amazing student, Atkin, and her brilliant team actually came up with a clever idea. They changed the moon dust to help beneficial microorganisms, tiny little creatures that are good for plants, survive. They did this by adding mixtures and they've used a special type of fungi and a worm made compost. Isn't that amazing? But because they didn't have enough genuine moon dust for the experiments, of course, they used amended moon dust and earth-made material that acts just like real moon soil. So that's an experiment. They chose chickpeas for this experiment because they're small, tough, and definitely healthy to eat for astronauts, and delicious as well, we must add that. Right, and also chickpeas are also pretty good at dealing with cramped spaces like a space habitat. So for 4 months, these scientists have kept their chickpea experiments in a special temperature controlled tent and have watched them grow. So these little chickpeas sprouted and they showed some signs of stress, like being smaller and having fewer leaves, but they also took 120 days to grow, and this is a bit longer than usual on Earth, of course, but the scientists think these setbacks could be due to the tough moon dust conditions. But don't lose hope, space farmers, if you're a space farmer. I'm sure there are no space farmers because this is a new discovery or an experiment. So yeah, even though the chickpeas face some challenges, this experiment is a big first step towards growing plants on the moon using moon dust. And guess what? If we can grow plants out there, they could not only give astronauts fresh food, but also help make oxygen for them to breathe. Right, so next time you're munching on hummus, imagine someday those chickpeas might come from the moon. Stay tuned on or to Kalam Astro. We still have more and more to discuss and more amazing space stories and discoveries right here on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95. So don't go anywhere. Keep your radio waves right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And I must say that tonight we have an exciting event which has kicked off tonight, or let's say today on February 12th, which is the International Space Convention 2024. Basically, it's a gathering of the brightest minds in the space industry. So just imagine all your favorite superheroes planning their next big adventure. That's exactly what the International Space Convention 2024 is all about. But these heroes are real, and their adventure is to explore space. So from February 12, which is today, to February 16th, over 160 space experts from top companies and organizations are actually gathering virtually for this convention. And it's definitely, it's an action-packed five-day experience, just like a movie marathon. But instead of you munching on popcorn, these sessions will include or be filled with rocket fuel, knowledge and inspiration for exploring the universe. So the convention is having 45 virtual keynote speeches and panel discussions. So think of these as the, let's say, coolest space classes where you get to learn about the Space Race 2.0, how humans can adapt to live in space, the latest satellite technologies and the next powerful rockets or launch vehicles. There will also be talks about fostering a supportive environment for space startups and probably where new and imaginative ideas for space exploration can grow. And not only that, one of the most exciting parts is that you also can get to learn from and connect with the experts from around the globe right from the comfort of your home. So remember, this is not just for the grown-ups, but also for you, our future space explorers or lovers. So the main themes of the convention will revolve around innovation, sustainability, and exploration, three key ingredients that will shape the future of our journey into the cosmos and the universe. Right, so if you're interested, you can definitely register and join this virtual amazing space convention. Go on to the International Space Convention 2024 website and register and join. If you love space, you would definitely enjoy this, so mark your calendars. You still have the chance to register, so yeah, you can prepare your space suits and buckle up for an incredible virtual journey into the future of space. Right, we will be back to talk more about space on Kalam Astro, so don't go anywhere and keep it here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
All right, space lovers and explorers, now I can say it's time to wrap up for another exciting episode of Kalam Astro for next week. I must say that this is the saddest, to be honest, saddest final segment for me, because I always feel sad leaving you guys. But then again, when I think about us meeting again next week or next time, I get more hyped up and excited. So, right, so let's talk and give a wrap up on what we've talked or discussed tonight on Kalam Astro. Now, firstly, we reminded all of you to cite the new crescent of the month of Shaban in the UAE on February. And don't forget to keep your eyes on the skies and share the magical experience with your friends and family. Do text us on 4215. Let us know if you've seen any, if you've seen the crescent, and if you have any beautiful pictures, DM us on our Instagram social media account. And I'm sure that the amazing social media team will be sending them to me. So I love the moon. You know me as a person, like Alia, if you know me, I'm a huge, huge mooniac, I would say. Right, so next, we also took a leap across 137 light years to visit the newly discovered super Earth TOI-715b, which is nestled in the Goldilocks zone of its star. And just to remind you, remember, it's not too hot or not too cold, so just the perfect spot for potential life, and that what Goldilocks zone mean, a planet where can have life, a planet where it could potentially bear life. We also got our hands a bit dirty with moon soil because we've learned how scientists have successfully grown chickpeas in it, and maybe one day astronauts could be making fresh hummus abroad their lunar bases, right? And lastly, we've also ventured into the virtual world of the International Space Convention 2024. We've learned the exciting topics and discussions that are shaping the future of space exploration, so don't forget to join and learn from the expert because it's running until February 16th. And well, with that being said, I can say that we can conclude tonight's show. But our journey does not end here, because next week we will be returning with more fantastic stories from the stars, more astral adventures, and more celestial curiosities. So keep your telescopes pointed at the skies and your radios tuned in to Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. All day, every day. This is Pulse 95.